It's Thursday, the 14th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Irongo Governor Natalia Tswahoses has called for the urgent construction of a permanent government office park. She criticized the continued reliance on rented facilities that cost around 100,000 Namibia dollars per month, the Namibia Press Agency reports. Tswahoses said that property rental expenses in the Regional Council's 2025-26 budget are expected to more than double to 1.17 million Namibia dollars. Separately, Irongo Red is developing a new service that will let customers buy electricity on credit and repay it with their next purchase. Communications head Benjamin Nangombe says the initiative will ease pressure on households.
Yeah, we are looking at a timeline between a month and 2 months. Then we should have the product ready. But at this moment, we are at the advanced stages where the app is almost ready. Our developers are still doing some testing to ensure that the system is configured correctly and it's running.
Then victims of a toxic spill at a Zambian mine are demanding $420 million in compensation from Chinese state-owned Sinometals. Legal firms representing affected communities say the February spill of acid mine waste laced with heavy metals may be worse than first reported. According to Bloomberg, Zambia's government has found dangerous levels of heavy metals in some water samples. Staying in the region, the Mkhonto we Sizwe party says the Cape Flats in Cape Town have become a killing zone controlled by drug cartels, accusing South African President Cyril Ramaphosa and the Government of National Unity of inaction. The party's spokesperson Lamulo Ndlela has warned that without a declared state of emergency, residents may take matters into their own hands.
These killings have become so frequent that they're no longer even news. It's actually become routine. This normalization of mass death is actually the most damning indictment by Cyril Ramaphosa and the DA. This so-called anti-gang unit has also been deliberately under-resourced, and we're asking that the National Commissioner also looks into that and ensures that it is adequately resourced.
And finally, the European Union has banned gel nail polishes containing TPO, a chemical used to harden polish under UV light because it causes fertility and cancer risks. European salons have been ordered to stop using existing stock while manufacturers develop safer alternatives. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.